She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Recently, I learned a fancy word called the pes asneri. Now, we all have one. It's an insertion point below your knee where three tendons insert, and there's a bursa underneath. The reason I'm mentioning this is because I have something called pens aneuritis, which is inflammation. Now, if anyone's had any sort of inflammatory pain in their body, it is very, very painful. So this is perfect timing for me and for you out there as well. If you're experienced this or know someone who has this type of pain, we've got Jacob Teitelbaum, MD, back on the show. Hi, Dr. Teitelbaum.
Well, hello. It's great to be back with you, gals.
It's so nice to have you back. I am icing as we speak, by the way. So I'm hoping that's one of the things you're going to recommend.
Well, let's take a look at pain, because one out of four Americans suffers unnecessarily with pain, chronic pain. And, you know, you can get rid of pain. The only problem is that doctors are not trained in how to do it. So we're going to teach people today how to get pain-free. And since you were talking about arthritis, inflammation, bursitis, tendonitis, those things that end in itis or inflammation, let's start with that one. Because there's a really good way to get rid of inflammation naturally. Now, we have many of the arthritis medications called NSAIDs, like ibuprofen, that can be helpful, but those kill over 30,000 Americans needlessly each year, bleeding, wow, ulcers, heart attacks, and strokes. And I prefer using natural alternatives. And let me give you three different herbal approaches to the pain, and you can use all three of them together. You want to give herbals 6 weeks because they rebuild systems. They heal the inflammatory system. So I would start with a mix called Curamin. Anybody out there with pain, just write this down. C-U-R-A-M-I-N. Go to your health food store. We have it at nfatigue.com. Easy to find. 1 to 2 tablets 3 times a day. You can take it with any of your pain medications. Give it 6 weeks, and you're going to find often near dramatic or miraculous results. Another mix is called End Pain. Also works very nicely, although the Curamin, I've not seen anything as effective as Curamin. And then there's a topical called Comfrey, C-O-M-F-R-E-Y. You can just rub over the area. It used to be called bone knit. It's used even for broken bones. So those three in combination, for pain that's been short-term, it knocks it out pretty quickly in most cases. For long-term pain that's been going on a while, give it 6 weeks to see the full effect. And that combination, for most people, will leave their pain much better and often pain-free. For listeners with arthritis, add glucosamine chondroitin to that combination, a good vitamin powder like Energy Revitalization System, and you're going to find an interesting thing. It takes 6 weeks to put out the pain, and then once you're pain-free for 3 months, you can usually stop the medication or the natural remedies, and you'll remain pain-free. So that's for inflammation pain. Should we tell people how to get rid of muscle pain?
Oh, yes.
Very interesting. You know, but before you do that, I just want to ask you a question. I just want to talk, you mentioned curcumin, and I want to talk about the active ingredient or the main ingredient, which is curcumin, right? I want you to tell us a little bit about that and how it works on reducing inflammation.
Curcumin hits multiple different pathways, a COX pathway, the LOX pathway. There are literally dozens of pathways that are being rebalanced, and curcumin is what makes curries yellow. It's what the yellow in Indian food. So it can be very helpful, but the problem is that it's very poorly absorbed, so you'd have to eat an Indian diet all day to get the effect. This is a form that adds the essential oils back in and dramatically increases your absorption. It replaces 7 pills of the next best one in terms of. So 1 to 3 pills a day can be very effective. It's just a really remarkable step forward.
Now, I have a quick question. You mentioned the second thing you mentioned, which I wrote down. It's called End Pain. Where do you find that?
All of these can be any health food store or at endfatigue.com, but our web shop will have it as well. That one's a mix of willow bark, boswellia, and cherry. So curcumin, boswellia, willow bark, these are some of the premier herbs for knocking out pain. But you got to use the right types, because if you don't have the right concentration or potency, it's not going to work.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, you were going to go on to talk about more ways, because this, I can't even tell you, as soon as we're done today, I am, well, I can't run. I'm limping out to grab these.
Icing it down, you know, because ice helps inflammation for 20 minutes, yes, and then put on heat. Now, let's talk about the most common cause of pain, which is muscle pain, tight muscles. If you have it locally, that's one thing. If you have it all over and you can't sleep, that's fibromyalgia. And that, both of those represent an energy crisis in the muscles. Restore energy with shine. Sleep, hormonal support, infections and inflammation need to be addressed. Nutritional support, using a supplement called ribose, R-I-B-O-S-E. Two of our studies showed it increases energy 61% on average after three weeks while knocking pain down quite significantly. And then a good vitamin powder like the Energy Revitalization System also helps. So that's the N, and then exercise as able. But again, we've talked about a lot of things today, but if you have an iPhone or an Android, there's the app Cures A to Z, C-U-R-E-S, capital A-S-C. It's a free app, over a million downloads, and it'll have health conditions from A to Z and how to use the best of natural and prescription treatments to get yourself feeling great.
I love that you said that it takes, you know, 6 weeks for people to feel a difference, because a lot of people who are in pain, you know, will say, well, I don't have 6 weeks to wait because I'm going to be in excruciating pain for those 6 weeks. What do you recommend to people who, let's say, they want to go on the herbal supplement regime, but they also are in pain during those 6 weeks? Should they use some medication in the meantime to kind of, you know, bridge the gap? What do you recommend?
I think that's very reasonable. Because the medications poison systems, they work very quickly, but then they can kill you and they're pretty toxic in a whole lot of ways. So it's reasonable to combine the two of them, and then as you get pain-free, to wean down off the medications, and after 3 months, to wean down off the herbals as well.
You know, that's
all right. So even when someone's pain, oh no, go ahead, Andrea. Well, even when the pain goes away, See, we both have so many stories. Isn't that too bad? Because I think so many people have issues with pain, right? All right, Andrea, you have the floor.
Well, I was just going to say that my husband suffered from pain for a long time, and that's what he did. He weaned himself off the medication and just stayed on the natural treatment, and it works really well.
Yes, and it works more effectively, and instead of side effects, because like I say, with the ibuprofen, NSAIDs, bleeding ulcers, heart attacks, strokes, leaky gut, a host of other problems, with the herbals, you get side benefits. With the curcumin, less Alzheimer's, 70% less Alzheimer's in India because of the curcumin. You have decreased depression. In head-on studies, it's as effective as antidepressants. It decreases cancer risk. It's being studied in literally over 100 studies looking at its prevention and treatment of cancer. So you get all these side benefits. Glucosamine in one study, the people taking it were 17% less likely to die during the study period. So you get side benefits instead of side effects. And the herbals, wonderful way to go. Much less expensive, safe, healthy, and they work.
And I love curcumin. It's one of my favorite supplements to take. And I love that you said that, because I remember reading it too. I think it was on Dr. Mercola's site, and he was saying that it could be hard to digest it or to absorb it. So I love that you mentioned that earlier. And I Dr. Teitelbaum, we love having you on the show. You're such a wealth of information. So we appreciate you coming back on today, even though we're out of time. Oh my gosh, it goes by so fast. But hopefully you'll come back again soon. And just to remind people again where they could find out more information about you and where they could find these products.
Get the Cures A to Z app and also go to www.endfatigue.com.
And you're also on Twitter at DRJ Teitelbaum, correct?
Not so much. Mostly on the website.
Okay, perfect. So then scratch that. All right, I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay pain-free today and stay well.